Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you listening. I'm Lynette Kittle, and today's topic is how to start kids off in the right direction. We'll be right back after a brief message from our sponsor.
Look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
How to Start Kids Off in the Right Direction, written and read by Lynette Kittle. Start children off on the way they should go, and even when they are old, they will not turn from it. Proverbs 22:6. Sadly, many families' busy schedules with school, work, even church activities, usually don't offer much time to set aside to worship, study the Bible, and pray together. Like many families, when our daughters attended public schools, they left early in the morning and came home to spend hours on homework. There was little downtime for much of anything else. However, after our fourth daughter was born, we began to homeschool our two oldest, who were 12 and 10 years old at the time. With this change came the ability to set our own schedule, offering us the perfect opportunity to add more to what we had been teaching them at home about God. Although they attended Sunday school, church, vacation Bible schools, and more, still there was more we could add to their spiritual training. Beginning at first seated around our large wooden dining room table handed down to us from their great-grandmother, we started off with 20 minutes of reading a devotional once a week, especially for children, offering a short story, Bible verse, and several relevant questions, followed by a short prayer time. It was a good jumping off point in getting started. In addition, we decided to add a prayer journal where we wrote specific prayer requests down, recording answers as they were received. We wanted our children to make note of how God hears and answers their prayers. After getting into the rhythm of once a week, seeing how God was moving in our lives and answering our prayers, we soon increased our time together from once a week to daily, Monday through Friday, for an hour a day. We also relocated where we met, leaving the more structured kitchen table setting to a more casual one, providing more space where we could play guitar and other instruments during worship. We also added a weekly communion time together. More and more, it became the highlight to our day, along with getting us off to a great start each morning. For parents considering starting family devotions with their children, below are some ways to begin. Begin with worship. Start simple by singing a cappella or using CDs to sing along to worship songs. We began with my playing the guitar, eventually offering bongos, a keyboard, rhythm sticks, bells, a triangle, a tambourine, and castanets available for the girls if they wanted to join in playing in the music. Allow children to tap their feet, clap their hands, wave their arms, twirl ribbons, and dance along during worship time. Give children freedom to be children. As John 4:24 reminds us, God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Be flexible. We had a larger age gap between our two oldest and two youngest, so we were happy if our preschool and infant age daughters sat in the same room playing quietly, knowing even if it didn't seem like it, they were taking in all that was happening around them. Stay calm. Don't let disruptions with the kids distract you. Likewise, ignore doorbells and phone calls as much as possible. Commit each day. Commit to keeping your daily times together, planning other activities around it. Encourage kids' participation. Offer your children the freedom to participate and interject without feeling they are interrupting, Encourage, welcome, and appreciate their participation. Invite them to be an active part, encouraging them to share scripture verses they are studying, how God is leading and speaking to them, their heartfelt concerns and prayer requests, along with any struggles or heaviness on their hearts. Remember how Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." Matthew 19:14. Promote prayer. Encourage your kids to pray about everything and anything. Ephesians 6:18 encourages, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Spending time together reading scripture, worshiping, and praying is vital in teaching children God's truth and showing them which way to go in life. These times can be deeply enriching and encouraging to them and you in cultivating spiritual growth and a relationship with God. Our family discovered God ministering through each of us to one another in ways that help to build a trust and closeness between us, along with seeing Him answer our prayers in our lives and in the lives of those we lifted up in prayer. Intersecting faith and life. Starting a time of family devotion can seem daunting to parents, but it doesn't have to be, because we can rely on God's leading and help in our endeavors. Further reading. 5 Ways to Lead Your Kids to Jesus.
Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.